Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us today for Live Dharma Sunday. Please note that if you have called in to listen to today's broadcast, then all lines have been placed on mute to avoid background interference. If you're listening from any of our Bright Dawn sites, note that it is not necessary to call in. You may have to wait a second or two for the loading and buffering process to complete, but if there is still no audio, please refresh your page. For more information about Bright Dawn and its activities and links to our social media sites, please visit brightdawn.org. Once again, thank you for listening to Live Dharma Sunday, and enjoy the talk.
Welcome everyone to Live Dharma Sunday for February 28th, 2021. Oyo Kubose here. So very, very glad you joined us. Oh boy. I forgot. Today is usually our show starts at 8 a.m. Pacific, but now it's starting 8:30 because I forgot. I didn't even create the episode, the broadcast. I was online at Burpee Plants, and I was ordering seeds and plants for my garden. And then I was reminded, hey, don't you have a Live Dharma Sunday today? And I'm looking, and it's after 8 o'clock, my time. So I had to hurry up and create the episode and schedule it, and here I am, but the timing is off, and quite appropriately, my topic for today that I had planned on was shit happens. Well, you know, yesterday I planted asparagus, asparagus crowns, and I had ordered some and they had arrived, so I wanted to get it into the ground, and I dug my holes. I have 30 of them, and I dig a hole and I put my crown right there. Then I cover it up with some dirt. Then I put some rabbit manure on there. Okay. Then cover it up with some dirt, cover it up with some straw mulch. And that's what I did for 30 asparagus crowns. the rabbit manure, there's a fellow that I first became acquainted with through Craigslist, and he has, he's a professional rabbit grower for show rabbits, but he has over 50 rabbits in cages, and then he, you know, their manure piles up, and so I can go and get free rabbit manure from him. I do that every year. I bring him some vegetables from my garden, so I had this rabbit manure, and I put it down on my asparagus yesterday. This reminded me of a topic it was on a flyer, it's been on t-shirts, and it's takeoff on shit happens. Okay. And what the different worlds, philosophies, and religions, how they're encapsulated or summarized by looking at this bumper sticker, shit happens. Okay. And for each different religion, for example, under Buddhism, it says, when shit happens, it's not really shit. And that's a pretty good one because BM is fertilizer too. That's the thing. Okay. So BM or shit can be transformed and become fertilizer. And when we think about this, this is an amazing thing. You got something that's terrible, stinky, waste product, but it could be transformed into fertilizer. Put it in the ground, and you know, this is a complete cycle. So bowel movement, BM, I could say it stands for Buddha movement. This is something amazing that the stinky waste product also can be the most richest fertilizer, nature. And so the teaching here, of course, is when shit happens, that means bad things, undesirable things, trouble, problems. It happens in life. But it could be transformed. It doesn't have to stay that way. With a little bit of wisdom, with a little bit of the Dharma teachings in there, this terrible waste product, yucky, stinky, becomes manure, fertilizer, okay? What a good life, to learn things, to grow. Okay? Well, grow. Grow your life, not just plants. So this whole metaphor or illustration, whatever, is at the core of the Buddhist teachings, Eastern philosophical wisdom. It's when it says shit, when we say shit happens, that is another way of saying what Gautama Buddha taught in his Four Noble Truths. The first noble truth is, hey, there's suffering in life. Shit happens. First noble truth. And it's called noble, you know, because we can take it as a teaching, even though it's a negative statement. That's important. Here's the bad thing. It's a fact. If you recognize it, say, well, now you can do something about it. What's the cause? And how do you handle it? It's a Four Noble Truths. This is a fact of what happens in life. Very pragmatic, very straightforward, what the Buddha taught. He looks out at life, and he's living life. And he says, hey, things don't always happen the way you want. He went out, he saw sick people, he saw a dead person, he saw sick people. He says, what the heck is this? And then he saw the monk, the truth seeker. He says, man, I've got to do this. I've got to figure out what life is about. How can we live life when we know that shit happens? Well, you turn that shit into fertilizer. Holy macaroni. That's the greatest thing there is, huh? Of life philosophies, of the meaning of life, what it means to be a human being, and be alive. Well, this is what happens, and what we can do about it. Whoa, that's what came to me from planting asparagus and using rabbit manure and using that phrase, when BM happens. Hey, it's not just Ba movement, it's Buddha movement. It contains a teaching, yeah? With a little bit of awareness and so forth. Whoa. Something is transformed. Black becomes white, as my father would say, you know. Unfortunate things in the spiritual world, unfortunate things are fortunate. That's what happens. That's amazing. Okay. How can black become white? How does BM become fertilizer? This is a tremendous, tremendous thing when you think about it, that the Buddha saw, experienced, and taught. That's all for today's broadcast. Till next time, keep going, and you have a beautiful day. Thank you.